There's a lot of shit. A lot of shit to talk about.
This is Out West,
a podcast from The Outline.
About theories about the TV show Westworld.
I'm Casey Johnston.
I'm Jeremy Gordon.
And I'm Joshua Topolsky. Let's get into some analysis.
And take a big
We're drinking heavily on today's Out West because, well, I mean...
I mean, Lisa Joy deserves it. She directed a hell of an episode. I was very impressed. I barely remember what happened, but I know that I enjoyed it.
I'm having single malt scotch as a tribute and toast to James Delos.
Oh, yeah. Cheers.
Cheers to him.
R.I.P.
Cheers to
James.
We're
I'm drinking rosé.
Is that his name? Yeah, rosé.
Jim Delos.
Is that? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really like when we were watching last night. Laura's like, "That's Abernathy." I'm like, "It's not. It looks like him."
It only looks like him by virtue of them both being like old men with like
I don't know,
sort of scraggly, not even scraggly, I think, like scruff, scruffy beards.
I feel like they look alike on purpose.
It's intentional similarity.
Yeah. But okay. Last night was a huge episode.
Yes.
A huge episode on Westworld, which is a show about robots on HBO.
Mm-hmm. As a robot, I can relate.
People are saying this was like the best episode of this season. I would tend to agree. I don't know if it's the best episode of the show ever, but it was a very good episode.
It was good in that, like, for a show that has been done nothing but sort of drop breadcrumbs for, like, years now, it's sort of like answered a ton of questions, raised more questions, but answered many questions finally.
It definitely confirmed several theories that I have.
Such as? In
a major way. I mean, should we just get into it? Should we just talk about what happened? Should we just get into our theories?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're not going to recap it, but this was, much of the episode was predicated on a backstory involving Daddy Delos, Jim Delos, and his death and resurrection, for lack of a better way to describe it, and his multiple deaths and multiple resurrections in the form of a host, which I guess is something that we haven't seen or we have visibility into something that like we maybe had theories on but now is like confirmed, which is like taking a person's brain essentially and trying to put it back into a different – like a host body.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
I don't really get the brain part. Like in the sense that, is it a copy?
I think I can explain. Yeah, I mean, it's like a copy of your consciousness that they're able to implant into the little light bulb looking things.
The whole struggle through the show is them trying to acclimate the copycat consciousness to a point where it can act fluidly and respond in real time as opposed to the, always repeating the same dialogue in the same situations as we see William because he keeps on showing up with a letter of what the guy has been saying because he can't do anything else.
But my question about that is, were they demonstrating that that's a copy of James Delos's brain, or is it we have built an approximation of this person based on data that we have, an incomplete set of data, and the reason he keeps asking those questions is like we can get it to a certain level of fidelity, but then like at some point it's like the algorithm doesn't work.
I think it's like it's not entirely clear, but my read on it was that they made a copy of like they made a full copy of a consciousness because he's aware that like he once existed, he had a family, like he has all his memories and that they were like doing this and that like he is a bot. And then like he sort of comes to the realization, he's like, oh, I died. And William's like, yeah. And he's like, so like, let's get me back with my wife. And then like, she's dead.
Right.
Everyone's gone.
Right.
But like, I think that the problem it runs into is that you can't be both like a full consciousness aware of your botness, like that you're in. Because like, if you think about like all the successful hosts, they're like sort of not, they haven't gone through that transition from being a person to a bot. It's like, I think
they're a bot to a bot.
They were born an artificial consciousness.
Yeah.
So that matters.
I don't know, man.
It's like the transition either didn't work for, well, we actually don't know whether it only didn't work for James or whether it doesn't work in general. But if it doesn't work in general, that puts a real like bullet hole in the theory of like, we're going to make photocopies of all the world leaders.
Well, okay, that's true. So there was a second plot line, which was like Bernard and Elsie. Oh, Elsie's alive, who was the security person, security sidekick to the lesser Hemsworth.
Left alive with a bunch of protein bars or whatever she said. That was real.
I think we're getting to the point in the show where my exposure to theories about the show are beginning to ruin my enjoyment of it, because I think had I not known that Elsie was alive because of code that was built into the Westworld site last year, or, you know, had I not even considered the fact that they were making copies of the people and making these new, you know, DNA, if I just let everything unfold naturally, I would have been more blown away. But last night, I definitely had explicitly had the feeling of like, oh yeah, they're confirming that thing that I secretly believed for years. You know, it's like in Game of Thrones, which, spoilers for anybody who's listening to the show who somehow watches Westworld but does not watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
If you are that person,
spoiler alert,
don't listen right now. But it's like on the show when they confirm that Jon Snow is the child of Rhaegar Targaryen.
Yeah,
and,
what was it? J plus something equals...
And Lyanna.
J?
Yeah, R, yeah. Plus, R plus L equals J. Lyanna Stark and Rhaegar Targaryen. Like, that's a theory that Game of Thrones fans have been floating around for literally years.
Yeah.
Years and years and years. And by the time that they reveal it on the show, I was just like, oh, I knew that.
Yeah, like,
oh,
everybody, I read that on Reddit.
I read that on Reddit in 2012.
Sometimes that's a good thing. Like, you're like, they've confirmed something I needed to know, like the timelines thing, which I think everybody knew or pretty early on. It was like, oh, okay, it's real. Like, and that felt good.
Honestly, had I not read about the timeline theory on Reddit, I would have been blown away when they dropped it.
This comes down to like whether you're a spoiler person or not. It sounds like you are not a spoiler person, and you can like really, like, I like spoilers, and I enjoy having something that I suspect or that is suspected confirmed. Like, that feels as good to me as like an actual revelation.
But like, we've changed the whole like contract that we have about spoil. I mean, first off, M. Night Shyamalan ruined movie making and TV for everybody. That's the first thing everybody should know, is that The Sixth Sense set film and TV on a path that is very dark and we've never recovered from, which is everything has to have a twist and a reveal. And like, but then it's also like the contract used to be like, most people didn't. You don't have a place to delve into it.
Mm-hmm.
You just come to it, or somebody ruins it for you who's like a friend.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, "Oh, I saw the Blair Witch. It's not real."
Yeah, it's like an entirely different like culture that we live in now, where you can have like encyclopedic total knowledge of something,
right?
And or like, sort of nothing. There's no sort of in between.
And thousands of people theorizing are going to figure it out eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God! Actually, I'm seeing someone who I follow just screen grab a tweet from John Lurie, the actor.
What?
Which he deleted. He deleted this just now.
Oh my God!
But
oh
he
my God.
Said,
"News
he
breaking
said,
right on the podcast."
He said, "Let me quote from this." He said, "The writers on Westworld all have the same psychiatrist, who is a friend of mine. She tells me the most frequently asked question has been, 'It doesn't make any sense. Do you think people noticed?' And then he deleted.
No,
oh my God!
That is not true.
100%.
Oh my God!
I'm dropping it in our Slack.
Wait, is that the guy who plays?
He's like, you know, Down by Law, Stranger Than Fiction, like the typical, you know, the Jarmusch guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Yeah.
There's no way this is real.
This is, we should.
Like, so he must have tweeted this being like, this is a good joke, but then realized it sounded like too plausible.
I mean, it's like wildly also breaking so much medical
oh my God.
Rules.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
But it's really good.
That's so good. God.
Maybe
so,
that's the problem.
So do they know that, do we notice that it's nonsense? Yeah, I notice. You, if you're,
okay.
If you write for Westworld and you're listening to this, I'm onto your game, you know?
So here's the deal. So last night, confirmed several of my major theories.
Okay, let's hear them.
First off, there's a scene where Bernard and Elsie get to the lab where James Delos is.
Yes.
He's looking at this code, and he's like, this is in a language I've never seen before.
Yeah, Elsie says that, but yeah.
No, I think he says it.
Elsie says it.
Okay, fine. She says it.
Elsie says it.
That's some alien shit. I'm telling you, when they pull the fuck back on this, everybody who thinks, you think that Ford's an operator, you think the man in black is an operator, you think James Delos is an operator, the operators have yet to be seen. And I think that is going to be the most sick fucking reveal on the show that has ever occurred.
But what precludes this from being an operator who is not any of the operators we've already seen? Because it's only Elsie who doesn't like understand what's
I guess
going
so,
on. And
but it's
just
like,
it being like, it being a language that she has never seen before doesn't mean like a spoken language.
Yeah, could
she
be
could
a code,
mean like
could
yeah
be a programming
like a
language.
Programming language.
Sure, like an alien programming language.
Oh my God.
The second piece is that I think everybody was under the impression that that at the end of that episode, what they show Bernard grabbing is James Delos' consciousness. Mm-hmm. Oh, I should say the other plot line that is the man in black is kind of going on Ford's new game. And in part of that game, we realize that it seems like the man in black, who seems like a cutthroat, like mercenary, doesn't give a fuck about anybody, starts to have like some kind of like feelings. Like he's thinking about, like, he feels bad for people and he's like remembering his dead wife and all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think people think that at the end of the episode, we're seeing Bernard grab James Delos' consciousness in this red orb or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think that time will prove me out here that it is the Man in Black's consciousness, and that the experiment that Jimmy Simpson is doing on James Delos, which he feels failed, is the experiment that was done successfully on him. And the end of Ford's game is the Man in Black realizing that he has been replaced by... Like, he is the copy of himself.
Yeah.
Because think about the levels here where, like, James Delos was, like, the patriarch of the family and owned the business and controlled it and was trying to live forever. And then he died. And it's like, now you've got the new patriarch, which is the man in black.
I think that's a possible revelation. I also think that if we assume that that's not the case, that the game scene, you know, William is someone who, as we know early on in the show, is incredibly idealistic and naive, and then has this this moment where the switch flips and becomes this brutalistic. You know, he says, you know, these are things, they're not real. And now we realize that he's discovering his humanity. And so maybe the game is him rediscovering his humanity through these things that he has always assumed to be fake and soulless. Because, as you know, this whole episode is set up to parallel the experience that he inflicts on the guy's name is, Lewis?
Yeah. Oh, Lawrence.
Lawrence. Yeah. Lawrence, I mean, names are not that important.
So basically the whole experience that he, because when in the second episode of the show, he sits down at this bar with Lawrence, he goes through the whole game, he kills his wife and he talks to his kid, and now we have almost a shot for shot replication of the whole framing of this, but with someone else inflicting the violence, and then the man in black realizing that, you know, these people may not be people, but they have souls, they have consciousness, and he is not just gonna idly watch by and watch other people be monsters to them. And this incredibly dramatic, rain soaked cross, you know, remembering, reflecting his wife's suicide and thinking about these other people, he rediscovers his humanity and just like gets back to it.
He rediscovers his humanity, and yet here's an interesting thing about that. While rediscovering his humanity, he remembers his wife dying of suicide in a blood-filled bathtub. And yet...
And Paris would want us to call out the water, too, the water coming over the edge of the tub from that moment.
Yeah, it's almost full. You could say it's water flooding.
Water is a theme
flooding
in this show.
The bathroom. But what is interesting is that when he talks about his wife committing suicide previously on the show, he says that she took a bunch of pills, which I believe is the show's wink that his memory of his wife's suicide is...
sanitized?
It's either sanitized or it's like been altered.
That's really
You know, and like the idea that like his memory is this perfect thing.
Well,
I think you can take pills and pass out.
No. But they show blood in the water. So they suggest that she slit her wrists.
They?
Yeah.
There's really?
Definitely, yeah.
Oh,
there's definitely
right.
blood in the water.
Oh, and they catch the blood.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
That's really interesting.
Okay, hold on
that's
a second. Wait a second.
A good
maybe
Westworld.
She took so many pills that she vomited blood.
Episode 4. Wife.
Galaxy
hold
burning.
On. I'm doing a great Google right now. Suicide, blood in water.
The results you're going to get.
That's chill.
Bloody bathtub. Yes. Forbes has a recap that says bloody bathtub. Anyhow, my recollection of the scene, and I only saw the show once, is that there was blood in the water, which suggests a suicide by...
I feel like it was water running over the sides of a pink tub, so it might have read like blood, but it was like the tub was like, it was like
no,
a
bloody
a warm,
bathtub. It's
a
definitely
color.
A thing.
Oh.
Definitely a thing that people
agree
are talking about. No, I mean, it's definitely a fact. I mean, you can't disagree with facts. But I think that they're really building up to something. I will say, you know, the thing about William, his belief is that he's like, there's a bigger mystery here. I mean, in the first season, he's like, there's a bigger mystery here that I want to solve. I think he knows that the technology, the creation of these things comes from a source that is not what he believes the company to be. Like, he thought it was Ford and Arnold in their little workshop working on these hosts. And now he's like, there's something deeper here that I need to understand. He owns the company. What wouldn't he understand about it?
I just want to say that if there's some sort of alien technology going on, I'm going to be pissed.
I know.
You should be ecstatic because it's so much further than any show.
Someone was complaining to me like last night. They were like, "The guy who has the alien theories needs to stop because they're too much."
I happen to be the guy who also has had a lot of right theories about this show. So, like, I mean, you could say that,
but none of them have had to do with space, aliens.
Not yet. Not yet, my dude.
My God.
Just wait.
All right. Well,
what else have you been right about? I mean, don't tell us.
There was one really significant
thing that you were right about.
Samurai World and the Other Worlds and a bunch of stuff from season one. Whatever. It doesn't matter. The point is, I could be wrong. I'm willing to take the risk.
The point is that you remember all the things you were right about but and I'll forget go further, all the things that you were
wrong about. But I've been wrong. I'm wrong all the time. I'm wrong every day. But
this is confirmation bias.
I'm just saying it's a bold theory. But more and more, I feel like it is the right theory. And you may not want to accept it. But I think if they pull this fucker back and it's like there's some alien shit going on, it's going to blow people's minds. What show?
In four seasons.
No show is ambitious enough. I'm sorry. That's ambition. You're going to go to aliens?
No, that's crazy. No, it's not. It's not ambition.
I do respect it.
I don't because Battlestar Galactica
route. We have all these shows. Like every show on TV is like, oh, here's a sad, depressed couple in Brooklyn. Or like they've been married for a while, but now they're breaking up. Yeah. Or, you know, here's someone who like works in the media, but is secretly like unsatisfied. Or, you know, there's some sort of like a white ennui going on here.
Wow, I feel
it's nonsense.
So
like, give me the aliens.
Right.
The
whole thing, doesn't it feel like each episode's a non sequitur? Like the last episode, Dolores is like crying over her like dad or whatever. And it's like, he's not even your real dad and you're a robot. And like, what is all this emotion for? The Man in Black is like, my dead wife, oh, I feel so bad. It's like, no, there's something bigger.
Shoot. That's why the Golden State Warriors are so sick, because they just like go for it. I mean, they're annoying, but they go for it.
I don't know what that means. That's a sports
ridiculous.
Team.
That's a sports team.
As consumers of the internet know,
the Outline Sports Podcast.
The Warriors are an incredibly entertaining
sideline.
You know, they shoot a lot of three-pointers. They're very fun.
James likes it. He's laughing out there.
Like, I'm excited that Jeremy is joining me on this journey. You know?
Another thing I just want to touch upon is how thrilled I was at the end with Grace saying, hi, Dad.
Wait, Grace?
Grace?
Is that her name?
Is it Grace?
Oh, right.
Grace.
The Man in Black meets his
Grace
daughter.
Grace from Raj World.
Yes.
Yes, that was Grace.
That's in real time.
That's her name. Yes.
She's up to something.
That was another thing that sort of got revealed in this episode, was that like her timeline coincided with the most recent timeline. We were like, is this the 30 years past timeline when the first sort of quote unquote incident happened?
Right.
And no, it turns out she is in the modern 2052 post-revolution timeline, runs into her dad, the Man in Black. So she is either secretly Emily, or he has two daughters
Oh, you think there's another daughter?
There might be another daughter.
Does he say that his daughter is also dead?
No.
I feel like that happens, but maybe I'm misremembering.
No, I think you might be thinking of when he was talking to James Delos and he was like, your wife is dead and Logan is dead of an overdose.
Right. Yeah, an overdose.
Yeah.
Of razors.
Of whatever. The four puncture drug that he was doing.
Super heroin, which is like sick. Like, they didn't need several puncture wounds for that. They didn't need to just show a syringe. They're like, we got to build some like futuristic drug implementation. It's pretty tight.
Interesting thing that I noticed. Tell me if you guys picked up on this at all or were curious about it. When Daddy Delos is like, I'm dying of a disease that I defunded research for 15 years ago. I feel like, is there a plague situation that we don't know about?
It just seems like cancer, honestly.
Yeah, it could be cancer, or it could be like when he was first on the screen and he was doing his like twitches and like motions that he couldn't control. I was like, it's Huntington's.
What's Huntington's?
Huntington's is somewhat similar, where you like sort of lose neurological control.
Haven't
you watched House?
Starring Olivia
when,
Wilde.
When, what's her name? Olivia Wilde gets Huntington's? Oh my God,
is
iconic.
That Hugh Laurie is on that show?
Hugh Laurie is Lupus, House.
You know, all that shit.
Yeah.
It's Lupus. Yeah. Is that the number one killer on House?
It's like the meme, Hugh Laurie going, it's Lupus.
Lupus. I think Lupus is way more likely. Treat him for Lupus. That will get you fired.
No. The meme, if it's not the meme, the meme should be, is everyone saying it could be autoimmune. As they say it every time. It could be auto immune.
I haven't watched House, but Hugh Laurie seems like a cool guy. I'd like to hang out
with
him.
He's really, you should watch House. He's like, that's his like iconic role.
I have a problem with like network shows. I just feel like they pull so many fucking punches. I can't stand watching them.
That's why we only have a podcast about Westworld. It's like premium cable.
It's like Lost. Go back and watch Lost. Oh, we should talk about this.
Oh,
but like,
yes.
But Lost is like, everybody's hair looks really good, and it's because it's a network show. Like, they can't, like, people don't look fucked up.
Yeah.
It's like you're on stranded on an island, like, you are still look good. Like, that's not, that doesn't make any sense.
No, they don't look that, they're just, like, attractive people who will look good regardless of where
like,
they are.
They have, like, blowouts before each episode.
No.
There's, like,
yeah. No, they do not, like,
people look like they get their shit put
their
together.
Their hair is, like, fucked up, but, like, they're just attractive people.
Anyhow, the opening
scene
of
makeup looks are on point.
The opening scene of the show is a like clear and obvious homage to,
oh my god, I'm so mad that Lisa Joy is like Lost.
Lost
never heard
season
of it.
2, episode 1, which is I think called The Hatch.
I want to look this up.
It's
now.
Where they show Desmond living in the hatch, and it's like,
you watched Lost, right?
Yes, I've watched all of Lost.
I feel like that's like an iconic thing for you to have never seen.
No, I've seen it, and I feel very sad that I wasted so many hours of my precious time on this planet watching that hunk of a shit show.
Actually, season 2, episode 1 was called Man of Science, Man of Faith. I think I'm thinking of the season 1 finale was called like The Hatch.
Lost concludes in 2010. God, I was smoking so much weed then. Cause I, like, when we watched it live, we were like, you know what? This isn't disappointing. This is actually like, you know, it's satisfying. Like, I get it. I get what, you know, I'm a little underwhelmed, but I get what they were going for. And now in 2018, the press, I'm like, no, that was bullshit. We wasted our time. And these people are hacks who should never be trusted ever again. J.J. Abrams, terrible. Fraud.
Yes.
Total fraud.
Yes,
except for Mission Impossible 3, which is a great film.
Terrible neither the first episode of season 2 nor the last episode of season 1 on Lost was called The Hatch.
Well,
so
what
that's
is it called? I mean, it's not hard.
It doesn't matter. It's like that. The last episode is like a 3-part. It's called The Exodus, and then the first episode was Man of Science, Man of Faith. Of
it's
the second season.
What is the? Is it Man of Science, Man of Faith?
Yes. So that episode.
No, is that the episode though?
We rewatched. There's like a nice clip somewhere on YouTube of the intro sequence of that episode where it's Desmond waking up, typing 4, 8, 15, 16, 24, 32. Is that it?
Well, I don't know.
Whatever the sequence of numbers into the computer.
He puts on a record. Gets on a bike.
He gets on a bike.
Stationary bike.
He bikes for a while, which is like such a clear, which is exactly what
Well, Lisa Joy's like, I've never
does.
Seen it. And they had, by the way,
I don't buy
the Atlantic,
it for a second.
The Atlantic had an article, an interview with Lisa Joy, like Locked and Loaded, in which I was like, this seems preemptive, where she's like, I've never seen Lost before, so I don't know what you're talking about. And it's like.
Also, shout out to The Atlantic who ran a, you know, let's talk some shit right now.
Okay, fine.
Which
go
is
for
The
it.
Atlantic writing this super huffy headline. No, that episode of Westworld was not an homage to Lost.
Oh
she
my God.
Lying to
oh
you.
My
she's
God.
Definitely lying. This is what I.
She's
lying
a millionaire
like
covering
a
her tracks.
No, no. Okay, let's pretend for a second Lisa Joy has never seen any Lost. Okay, cool, fine. The episode is delivered or she writes it or whatever. It's like, okay, production assistants, fucking the director. Mm-hmm. Oh, she directed this episode. All of the actors.
The hundreds of
the
people
who
work
researched
on this
the
show.
Script, legal people. Nobody was like, hey, this reminds me a lot of that Lost episode with Desmond.
Yep.
There's hundreds of people who work on an episode of Westworld, and nobody was like, Lisa, did you know this a lot? Like, they acknowledge at some point somewhere that, like, oh yeah, like we, in editing, we realized. It's like, if this is not an homage, it's like an homage by accident. Like you picked up on this in the ether of like the universe and
right.
just like
it's
put
an
it
homage
into your
in
work.
The, like in the sense of, do you remember that this it's too deep of a cut, but this has happened. There's been like media controversies about this where people are like, oh, I wrote this book and wrote this title, but I must have just subconsciously absorbed this one book that I read so many times. I wrote virtually the same book.
It's like the Tom Petty, Sam Smith lawsuit where, you know, Sam Smith did a song.
Is that what you just Googled right now?
Yes, because I wanted to make sure it was the same thing. Whereas, like, Sam Smith did, you know, Stay With Me, which sounds exactly like Won't Back Down by Tom Petty. Oh, won't you stay with me? No, I won't back down. Mm-hmm. And Tom Petty's like, no hard feelings. These things happen. It's like, yeah, like you heard my song enough times that
such
you.
Such a Tom Petty thing to say.
You, of course, Petty was fucking cool dude. But he's like, you heard my song so many times, you put it in your song. It's just like what happened with Lisa Joy. Like, Lost is in the ether and she picked up on it.
That episode was so in the collective consciousness. If I know about that episode, there's no way Lisa Joy, it did not like, it wasn't like in the ether, in like the sort of gravitational fabric of the world. And she did not feel.
Yeah.
It
no
in herself.
I agree. So wait. So did this for you? Any theories confirmed or birthed or killed, Casey?
I think Well, one thing I didn't understand was there was a oblique reference that I didn't get to the quote unquote greatest mistake. You know that? Have you heard the legend of like the someone with the hair, the goat's hair and the goat's milk?
No, I don't know what you're talking
someone
about.
Someone killed. This is a conversation that Apple blogger John Syracuse and I were having on Twitter again, where he was saying the greatest mistake was revealed. And I was like, what are you even talking? Like, I can't remember anything about this show.
What are we talking about right now?
Do you recall a greatest mistake? Like, I recall the Man in Black, like older Williams saying something about this where he was like, where he referenced the greatest mistake they ever made. And it was something about James Delos, like trying to make a James Delos, like a bot James Delos.
I think he was saying like, because he says some people should stay dead.
Yeah.
And he's saying, like, we made a mistake in thinking that, like, we could replicate a human.
So that's the takeaway, then, I feel like, is that some people just can't live on. And I sort of appreciate this from a perspective of someone who has hated transhumanism and transhumanists for so long. People who think that they can, like, just remove, like, actual real-life people who are anticipating.
You ever walk into a room just as a bunch of dudes wearing gas masks and listening to Aphex Twin?
And they take...
You know what I mean? Like ripping bongs and just like white dude dreadlocks and like face piercings.
No,
like,
they're
oh
not
my
like
God.
That. They're like oh creepy. Wait, yeah. They're like creepy like, businessmen wait, yeah, who take
I
like.
Think, wait, I feel like you're talking more about like Peter Thiel, whatever.
Thiel.
I don't know why I said Thiel. Peter Thiel. I've been drinking. I think you're thinking more about people like Peter Thiel.
I'm thinking about, I went to a transhumanism conference once a few years ago and I'll never forget it, but just like the creepiest
you did?
People who were like taking like, hormones and stuff because they were like factually I'm going to live forever and I'm here to figure out how I'm going to do it.
Body hackers.
And it's like, so satisfying to me to see this show basically like shut them down in an ideological way that's like you can do everything you think you can functionally do to perpetuate your consciousness, but maybe at the end of the day your consciousness is going to reject the idea of continuing to go on.
But I don't think that's true.
I think it is true.
I think your consciousness would be like this sucks, but like, I guess I'll deal with it.
No.
Like brain. No,
but
the human,
James Delos couldn't do it.
Okay, but
couldn't
that's a show made up show on television,
no, it's,
not
it's
actual
fact.
Reality. Like, I think brains are really resilient.
This is missive from
no,
the future.
I think people are like, I'm completely paralyzed. My body's totally paralyzed, but my brain is like completely active. And like,
I think it's like if you were a prehistoric person, could you ever have predicted like? Cancer. It's like I really see cancer.
No.
Cancer strikes many people. It's very sad, but it's also like if nothing gets you, cancer gets you. And cancer is not solvable. You can like treat it and you can like
sometimes
you can
nothing
fight
gets
it,
you,
but like it's like it always gets you in the end.
Maybe.
And like
sometimes
this is
like,
just like this is
it.
Like a cancer of the cognitive variety, you know? Like
yeah.
like your body like it will just reject the idea of going on forever in a way that you can't deal with.
But the body's fake, right?
The body's fake.
And the brain is also fake.
It's
maybe
artificial,
if taken,
yeah.
Yeah, but maybe if they had like taken his brain and just stuck it in a body, it would be fine. Like,
they
we
gotta,
don't know.
They got to never explain what the goop is because it's going to be disappointing. Like, the second they get out here,
oh,
they'd
the
be
brain,
like,
the brain. The cranial. What do they call it? The cortical
complex,
fluid?
It's a complex chain of proteins. And I'm like, no.
Cortical
no,
fluid is like not a word.
I've been playing this game Bloodborne. They have an item in the game called brain fluid. So it's like very similar. It's literally
cortical
just like
fluid
some
is
amorphous.
A thing.
No, it's not.
Wait, let me look
Josh,
up the
literally
definition.
Like 2 episodes ago, you were telling me that hangovers were not caused by your brain drinking. And factually, scientifically, they are.
Proof of that.
This is like a that has like a human analog. That's like what causes like I mean that's what causes a hangover actually is like that your brain is like I think shrunken and then has more room to move around in the fluid
no,
in your in your head. That's so true. It is true. And also when you get a concussion, that's what it that's
no,
that's what a concussion comes from is your brain moving
I don't think
around
your brain
in the fluid.
Shrinks when you have a hangover.
It does.
No, I don't
Josh,
think
look it up.
I don't you look
Casey,
it up.
Casey, did you go to college for science or something?
What do you whatever do you mean?
She's in life for science. I do think it's like a midichlorian situation with that goop. Like you don't want to hear them. You don't want an explanation.
Oh, wow. Cortical is a word.
Yeah.
Cortical.
Oh, wow.
Cortical. You can have a cortical fracture.
Yeah, it's the head
cortical,
region.
But cortical fluid, the suggestion is cortical fluid Westworld.
Okay.
A Westworld invention. But cortical bone is the thing.
Okay. Well,
anyway.
I think we can agree that there's a lot of science on Westworld that doesn't, like,
Doesn't really track. But
they definitely are saying you can make a person out of like synthetic materials that seems in every way like a person, mm-hmm. like at every level.
Mm-hmm.
That definitely is scientifically impossible and will be for a very long time.
True.
So I feel like we're going to have to give them cortical fluid and also the midichlorians of the goop. Or whatever.
I feel like we've reached the logical conclusion of this.
Have we?
And I just think we should move on to other people's theories.
I agree.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So the best thing about Out West is hearing your theories about the show. Remember, you can send your theories as a voice memo to outwest@theoutline.com or use the Anchor app and send us a voice message there.
This season, we're hearing all our theories for the first time on the air, and they're chosen by our producers, James and Winton. So this, whatever happens next, will be a huge surprise. I want to jump into it. It's from a listener named Bailey.
Hey, Out West, this is Bailey. I'm going to try to keep this quick, but this theory gets a little complicated, so I'll do my best. This has to do with the Man in Black. His quests, his motivations, and his humanness, or lack thereof. We know the Man in Black is on a mission to destroy something he regrets, and we've all sort of assumed that it's the data Delos has been collecting over the years.
Mm-hmm.
But what if it's him? Or rather, his host backups?
Oh.
We've all theorized at one point or another that Delos has the ability to upload a consciousness of a human into a host in order to achieve immortality. That this is what Daddy Delos was trying to hold out for.
Daddy
Some think
Delos.
The Man in Black has already made the move into a host body on his own accord, though some people think that Ford hoodwinked him into this. But let's for the moment just assume that the Man in Black is still a human. Maybe he was planning to make this upload after he solved the maze, but now his mission is to destroy his chance at eternal life. There's a few reasons I think this theory could fit.
Let her finish.
First, if the Man in Black were to transfer his consciousness into a host on his own accord, why would he choose his older form? Wouldn't he be more likely to go back into his younger self? And don't get me wrong, I love Ed Harris, but this would be a really cool way to bring Jimmy Simpson back into the show.
Second, we've never known the Man in Black to be a person who really cares about others. No, I love it.
William obviously did at one point, but I'm not sure there's any William left in the Man in Black.
Oh.
So why would he care about destroying the guest information? It makes more sense to me that he would want to take something from the world, like the possibility of immortality, rather than give them something back, like their personal information.
Lastly, if this is
Robert's endgame, he's essentially dooming the Man in Black to die, which seems kind of like a fitting prize. You've been trying to die in this park for 30 years, you don't now get to live forever.
Oh.
I can totally picture the Man in Black getting to the door, seeing his younger host selves, knowing that he has to destroy it or them, and then going full Frodo and not throwing the ring into Mount Doom transferring himself anyway. This would answer a lot of questions for us about Delos' technology, how this could possibly work, and it would be an insane entry for season 3. This might be really far-fetched, but I think it would be a really great way to do this. Let me know what you think.
I feel like someone needs to explain. I feel like I got a little bit of this, but not all of it.
My queen, I gotta say, I'm 1.5 drinks deep, but I need to say that this is maybe the best. Josh is pouring more scotch.
Yeah, I gotta settle in for this, actually.
This is without your theory is peerless to me. In my experience,
can you explain it? Can you break it down for me a little bit? Because I feel like I didn't get all of it.
Well, now I don't remember, but I think it was really like this show. I don't. So I think the idea is that the Man in Black is still his human self, but he has backups of himself perpetuated sort of throughout his life, maybe. Like maybe his first backup was made when he was really young.
Oh, like he's been like, let me just chop one off right here.
Yeah.
Like, you just do it like in a time machine
on Apple.
Oh my God.
Like a time machine of yourself.
Can you fucking imagine? You're like at like 35.
Yeah.
You're like, and you're 70 now. So but like, at 35, you're like, I'm going to drop one of those right here and just like get back to it.
Let's say his first backup was made when he first went into Westworld, and now he's like this old wizened, like, corrupted man in black whose like horribleness drove his wife to suicide and his children supposedly hate him, and there's the potential for him to return to his state as like a 30, 35-ish year old William when he still had like that innocence.
But you can't return to it. You would just be shut the one off and turn the other one on.
But why can't you though?
Well, I mean, because it's like he's been living his life, and then there's an old one of him that is like his life up until a certain point.
Hey, the hell with Westworld. What would you guys say to your younger self? Let's get into it right now. Josh, what would you say to yourself as a younger
man? Like only one thing?
All right. You're talking to Josh at 21. Oh. What do you say?
Oh, man.
Fuck. I mean, because Josh 21 would not listen to anybody, so I'm just trying to think of like what I could say. I guess he might listen to himself, an older version of himself. Like, get a lawyer early, a good lawyer early.
Come on.
What?
Oh. That's so lame. Give something, like, real.
I don't know. Get out of Philly as soon as possible. Fair. Like, get out of Philly now.
I respect that.
And when I was 21, I think I was, where was I? Was I in Philly?
You're in Philly, bro.
No, don't go to Philly. Because I hadn't gone yet. Don't go to Philly. Go to New York is what I would have said.
Yeah, that's good. Casey, what about you? Casey at 21.
Oh, my God. Casey at 21. I would say, like, don't be so afraid of people and wanting things.
Wow. Oh, shit. Wow. That's much better than mine.
Existential.
Really?
Yeah, yours is real. Mine was like, don't move to this town. Yours is like about yourself.
I mean, that's
yourself.
Pretty legitimate, too.
Well, yeah, I mean, just thinking about, like, I think I was very sort of afraid to, like, assert. Like, I really relate to, there was a Corey Sika column from long ago.
On the
all.com.
The all.
Where he talked about being like having what he called out, the words will always stay with me, a sophisticated sense of privilege, which is just like the idea that you can want things and other people won't like really question it. You can just sort of like want and do. And like everyone's so wrapped up in their own stuff, they don't really care what you're doing.
That's how Delos has managed.
So that's like what I needed to do more of, I think, when I was 21. Wow. And I'm like, I'm on it now, but I wasn't then.
Interesting.
Jeremy?
Honestly, I don't know. Maybe I'd tell myself to stop playing video games. Just get it out of my system.
What video game were you playing when you were 21?
Was I playing? I was playing a lot of Red Dead Redemption. My roommate at the time.
When you were 21?
I was playing
World of Warcraft.
What year did that come out?
2009, 2008, I think. Red Dead Redemption, yeah, because I was living in college at the time. I was living with someone who had just purchased an Xbox 360, and so we just played it a bunch.
State of the art.
It's a good game.
Yeah, it's
good. I feel like it wasn't that good of a game.
No, it was kind of the Westworld of its time. I kind of want to hear what James would say to this question. James, what would you say to your younger self?
Oh, my God.
This is hard. Only if Winton.
Dig deep.
Is Winton? Yeah, where's Winton? She here?
Wait, I can't see her. I know what I would say. Oh. Stop Trump. Stop. Like,
oh, yeah!
This is not a joke. In the year 2016, Donald Trump is going to win president, win the election. I know that sounds insane and you're going to laugh at me, but it's going to happen. Stop it.
Wait, then how would you stop it? I mean,
kill him?
Like, oh my God.
Arrange his murder?
This is a fucking movie I would watch.
I'd become more of a Bernie bro, probably.
I don't think that would work, though, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think your personal
I think if I just doubled down on my support for Bernie Sanders,
you personally could have stopped it by doubling down on your support
You got it, Jeremy. You got to go on Chapo. Go on Chapo.
All right, hold on.
James and Winton, I want to hear this. What would you say to your younger self? Yourself at 21.
Oh my God. I would tell myself to. Also, I'm drinking.
Yeah. Oh,
well.
We're all drinking.
No, we're all drinking.
We've had a day.
I was worried that you weren't drinking. I'm so happy.
I would probably tell myself that everything I thought was important, mostly like what I thought of, like what people thought of me, doesn't even matter. Wow. And that really like kind of put me in a different space where I feel like I wasted about 3 years.
Wow.
That's great advice, honestly.
That's so good. Mine seems so shitty. Every time someone says what they would say, mine seems shittier and shittier. Like, I should have a deeper thought.
Don't move to Philly is pretty specific. I do respect it. Like
Mine, if I said that to myself, I wouldn't even know what to do with that information because I don't know. I wouldn't have known what it meant.
Right.
And it's also like cosmic advice that I like could have probably read somewhere but didn't know how to apply it. So
cosmic
that's
advice
all that matters.
Is the most important advice. Win.
I guess I'm the only sober one here.
Bummer. For you.
Probably, like, people are bad, and but you can choose to be good and nice, and that's all you can control.
I'm sorry.
This is
literally
literally from the plot of Westworld. Literally, people are bad, but you can choose to be good. That's what the Man in Black is doing right now. That's what's going to happen to Teddy. Yeah,
you're sober, like, in every way?
In every way.
Really? Because I feel like that's some, like, not sober thinking. It's good, though.
No, it's good.
Well, I think what we've learned here is that everyone else has a much more, like, sage-like advice to give their younger self. But, like, all very valid and real advice, in my opinion. Now, what would the Man in Black say to his younger self, do we think?
I don't know.
Don't let your wife commit suicide?
Yeah, he would be like, don't go to that dark side.
He'd be like, you know what? It's actually not that good in Westworld.
Yeah, he would be like, it's not worth becoming this, like, ruthless person.
Yeah,
like,
but where the fuck did... Okay, here's my question about that motherfucker. Where the fuck did he come from?
Who?
Who the fuck is Jimmy Simpson?
He was in...
No, not the actor. I mean, that fucking guy who shows up on the train with Logan, this, like, fresh-faced, little innocent motherfucker.
And then,
a year later, he's a diabolical motherfucker plotting the death of everybody in the Delos family.
That's an extremely me narrative, actually.
It's interesting
that if I got my own advice, if I visited my younger self and I was like, just do that, that's, like, the transition I would make.
Jimmy Simpson, his legal name is James Raymond Simpson, but he spells Jimmy with an I.
Just to be funky.
There's a member of Ray Sremmerd whose name is Slim Jimmy, who spells it J-X-M-M-I.
That's the right spelling of Jimmy.
This is too much.
That's what Jimmy Simpson should go by. Jimmy.
Bailey's theory, Bailey's theory is that, like, there's a bunch of Men in Blacks that have been, like, stored up. Is this right? I'm so confused.
That's what she's saying.
I'm so confused. I think that's the
Can
we listen to the theory again?
No, it was very long.
The core of Bailey's idea is that, you know, as they were trying to figure out Daddy Delos, William was like, I should be ready for this. I've lost all of my family. My daughter probably hates me, but I need to, like, stay alive to, like, keep going.
You mean like a later William?
Or even like current William, right? They've like, he convinced Daddy Delos to invest all of this money, so he might as well also get in on it. And so he's already created, or like the team has already been working on his consciousness. And so there's versions of him ready to go. And now that he's like, turned into Ed Harris and seen how like awful this like Daddy Delos thing is, he wants to destroy whatever his versions are out there.
I mean, I think the thing that I like best about this is a room full of Jimmy Simpsons. They just come upon a room and they crack it open. It's a bunch of Jimmy Simpsons.
I know, like literally you could like manufacture a bunch of bodies and then just implant the versions.
How old do you guys think Jimmy Simpson is?
That's 30, a really good question.
33.
No, 42.
He's 42 exactly.
Oh my God.
Wow. This up.
Damn. Oh God. I'm so good.
So
he's,
you know,
he's just
actually
got one of those faces, you know. He looks like a young boy, but he's also
Someone pointed out on Reddit I think this was maybe in an AMA, but they were like someone asked, I think Lisa Joy, they were like, how much work have you made Jimmy Simpson and Ed Harris do to like mimic each other's facial expressions? And in this episode it was like so obvious. Like there's a very specific like pressed, pursed lips expression that Jimmy makes that Ed Harris is making in this episode, and it was just like really fantastic.
I'm just trying to figure out how Jimmy Simpson's voice gets so deep in his later years.
It's called acting.
Yeah. No, but like it doesn't get
deep
on the show.
Down.
No, Ed Harris is like, I'm Ed Harris. What's going on here? And Jimmy Simpson's like, hey guys.
He's a smoker.
What's up?
He is a smoker. He vapes.
Yeah, he vapes.
Who vapes?
This is an observation that one of my friends made.
On the show?
We haven't seen William vape on the show, but he's obviously a vapor.
I mean, it's like Jewel. Jewel is on the rise right now. Written about in the New Yorker. And now he's developing that baritone fucking Jewel voice, you know?
Okay, hold on.
Do they smoke weed on Westworld?
No, they just smoke, they vape. They're like modern citizens.
You know what occurs to me, though, is like, couldn't there be lots and lots of backups of everybody?
Like, yeah.
Well, okay.
There could be lots of time. Okay, again, I say time machine.
Here's my problem, though. Dolores, there's one of her. They keep reusing that motherfucker over and over again. She's like demoing, and then she's like this role, and then she's like that role. Why do they keep using Dolores over and over? Why don't they just make a new one?
Because Rachel Evanwood makes a lot of money.
No, yes. No. That's not what I mean.
Oh, I see.
I mean, like, why wouldn't they have copies of Dolores, and when one fails out, they're just like, boom, put that one back on the line.
Because they've said things in the show, something about it being expensive to,
really?
I think, to maintain the body.
Yeah.
It that's must be the excuse? Body.
It's too expensive. Do you buy that?
Because
we know that they don't do like 100% perfect job of upkeep, which is why like Maeve has also the bullet stuck
in her. You put them on ice. They rebuild
the individual bodies rather than just like sending it. Like the bodies are expensive.
I'm sorry, but they made how many? They burned up James Delos every time he failed. They're like, this one blows.
They didn't.
They torched the entire room. They make a huge point of it.
They torched the room.
Well, that's fucking.
But that could just be William.
Should we get rid of him? And they're like, he's like, yeah.
That's not what they do. Historically, in the show, they pull the hosts out of the world, they fix them up, and they put them back in.
Okay, and this is the discrepancy that I'm talking about. Why is it that they wouldn't keep working on the same body of James Delos?
Because that was like the whole experiment.
Because
like,
it's not the body that's wrong, it's the brain.
Yeah, but why not pop the brain out?
But it's also like the interaction between the body and brain. It's like, okay, we make, is the body the like variable that we need to vary here, you know?
I think there's a lot of holes in that, but you know, that's fine. We have another theory.
Josh, this is science.
I don't think it is, but okay. We've got another theory.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
So Avery had sent us this theory a while ago, but is Avery a guy, a man, or a woman, or are they?
You know, gender's a construct.
Avery had sent this theory a while ago, but had then subsequently posted on Reddit, which is where I'm reading from now. So, the undercover boss theory. When Bernard wakes up on the shore, his glasses wash out to sea. The object that washes up in their place is a champagne glass. I believe this is our first clue that Bernard's body has been taken over by Ford's consciousness. Second clue, when Stubbs walks up to him moments later, he says, "Gonna shoot the boss," which is a callback to season 1, episode 1, when they find Ford talking to the old bartender host. That's a great point.
Mm.
As Bernard walks around with the Delos crew, he has a few lines and reactions that seem out of character for him. Some people have speculated that he was brain-soft with either Dolores or Teddy, but in either of those cases, the host would need to fake their own confusion and disbelief in order to keep their cover. Ford, on the other hand, would be genuinely surprised to see how badly things have turned out for the host. Seeing his own maggot-infested body would also be a very strange experience for him. Bernard, Dolores, and Teddy were all present at the board member massacre. The dead bodies, Ford's in particular, would not be surprising and wouldn't warrant Bernard's troubled reaction to the scene. When he discovers the dead host bodies floating in the water, he says, "I've killed them. I've killed them all." I believe his reaction is not just a reaction to the bodies in the water, but to the situation as a whole. Delos is marching around the island executing any host they see, and Dolores is executing any host that she judges to be unworthy. Ford caused all this with his new narrative. The only open question in all this is how Ford got his consciousness into Bernard's body. Perhaps Ford made a host copy of himself just before getting killed by Dolores' hand and kept it in hiding for 2 weeks for the dust to settle, then brain-swapped it with Bernard. He can't live as himself because he's supposed to be dead, right? This actually lines in perfectly with what I was going to say earlier, which is that I thought that the red ball that Bernard takes out of the room. Mm-hmm. I thought that could have been Ford.
Ah, mm-hmm. So wait.
So
let's
that's
see.
Ford taking the Bernard's ball out of.
So that room that he takes the red ball out of is the room just adjacent to the place where they're keeping James Delos.
Yes.
Presumably the place where they're experimenting with pulling a consciousness out of a brain, copying it, and putting it into a host body, correct? That's
yes.
the facility where that's happening.
Yes.
They pulled a brain out, they copied it, and they stuck it in the host body in one of those light bulbs, I presume.
Right.
So this is a place where we think potentially Ford went with those hosts and those scientists to have it done to himself and then had Bernard retrieve it later after everybody had been killed and put it in his own brain. Is that what we're thinking?
I'm not sure I'm following
okay.
what you're saying.
Okay. James Delos is in this room.
Yes.
That's adjacent to a lab.
Yes.
The lab is where they are doing the experiments on copying a person's brain and putting it into a host body.
Sure.
So the flashbacks that we see from Bernard, which then end with the real life, him going to this like destroyed version of that lab where everybody's dead and James Delos is all fucked up because
mm-hmm.
he's been living there for what we presume is years and years
yeah.
in this insane state, which doesn't really make any sense also, like they would just keep it going. But anyhow, so we're saying that Ford went there and used the lab technicians who are humans and those host Terminators to copy himself.
I mean, like, regardless of the logistics of it happening, I fully subscribe to the idea that Ford, the Ford who died, who got shot by Dolores in the season finale of season one,
yes.
is not Ford, is like a
or it
copy
is
for,
or
of Ford.
It is Ford.
It's like a surface level copy of him in a Ford looking body, but it's not Ford the human.
Wouldn't it be the opposite? Wouldn't it be that Ford copied himself, was like, put this on ice, got shot, and then was like, stick this into something so I could continue to live?
I mean, I think he already did. I think that there was like a human Ford. He made a robot Ford and sent the robot Ford out to like go to the dinner and give the speech and get shot.
Well, why would the human Ford not just be chilling somewhere then? Why would he have a copy
That's
of his brain?
That's what I'm saying.
No, but that doesn't make any sense. Isn't the whole theory here that like there's a copy of Ford's brain that is dropped into Bernard?
Well,
so wouldn't the real Ford be actually dead?
You could have multiple copies. I mean, like, I just don't know why he would do it the way that's being described in this theory versus the way that I'm describing it. Like, why wouldn't you just make a copy of yourself and send a robot out versus make
a
copy of your brain and just, like, dropping it on
a copy of your physical body would make you detectable by all the people that were trying to stop you.
Because Anthony Hopkins doesn't want to do this shit anymore. That's why.
Yeah,
that's a really good point, too.
I mean, he's like, I'll record a couple of lines on Skype, but I'm not going to, like, fly to America to shoot these scenes.
Oh, man, I don't want to be in this, like, robot lost show.
No, but, like...
Also, by the way, this is an exact mirror of a situation that happened on Lost where Locke in the final season, his consciousness was replaced by also a person named the Man in Black, literally.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I forgot about that.
I completely fucking didn't even think about the fact there's a character called the Man in Black on Lost.
Lisa Joy, if you're listening to this, we are calling you a liar.
Yeah.
If you want to sue us, sue us.
It's fucking insane.
We'll find it all in Discovery. We'll requisition your Netflix records in Discovery.
I'm sorry. I must be stupid or whatever, but like I, until this very moment, never thought of it. And it's fucking insane.
I actually didn't either.
It's insane. There's a character named the Man in Black on both shows.
Yep. It's too much.
Who also is the villain.
It's too much.
Who also literally wears all black.
Yep.
Remember the smoke monster?
Yeah. That's the Man in Black in a different form. Like Ford... Or like Jimmy Simpson.
It's Wyatt, really.
Wyatt is a smoke monster.
Yes.
I'm sorry, listen.
And Teddy is Jack, and the Man in Black is Sawyer.
No, Dolores is Jack,
and
Teddy
is
Sawyer.
The Man in Black
is
Sawyer,
no,
and Ford
no.
is the Man in Black.
No. Sawyer is Tandy Newton. Dolores is Jack. It's like gender swap. The
you
ladies
know,
are the dudes, and vice versa. And
you know,
then Evangeline Lilly is Teddy. Evangeline Lilly is Teddy.
That overwhelmed Asian dude and the lad technician, that's Hurley, right?
And, wait, oh, right, Hurley. Wow.
Remember Hurley?
I remember Hurley.
You know, this is crazy. I can't fucking believe Lisa Joy's trying to be like, I've never seen Lost.
That's such bullshit.
It's like, please, dude. You know what? If you haven't seen Lost, it's irresponsible as a person who makes TV.
Yes. As a person who makes TV about like a conspiracy theory-driven show.
It's
if you
ridiculous.
Haven't seen
you
Lost,
you gotta
ridiculous.
Watch it to
you
figure
cannot
out
plead
what not to do.
J.J. Abrams is an executive producer.
Oh, what the fuck? J.J. Abrams would not let Lisa
God.
Joy
right.
on the
from,
set.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. From
Being
executive
like,
producer, J.J. Abrams... comes a show that the people who are making have never seen his other fucking show that's exactly like it.
I actually would respect
J.J. Abrams this is a lot like that fucking one episode we did in Lost, actually, guys.
I actually would respect it more as a power move. Like, I'm imagining the first day of release of Joy meets J.J. Abrams. He's like, yeah, J.J., oh, you made Lost, right? Never saw it.
Yeah. I heard of it. It was the show based on Castaway, right? I saw Castaway. That was a cute movie.
Is that the one with the hatch? You know what? Is that the one with the lottery numbers? Okay, anyhow.
Guys, I got to eat some oysters in about 20 minutes.
Wait, you're going to eat oysters?
Wow.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Is
that
a code? Yeah, my best friend from college is randomly in town. So yes.
I love oysters.
James is so mad.
He's like, can we wrap this
up?
He's like, you're going to go on a tangent about oysters, are you?
It's a super-sized episode about West.
Where do we fall on this, on Avery's theory?
I believe it.
Wait a second.
I believe it, too, I think.
Let's just agree.
It's possible. I wouldn't rule it out.
Okay. We're going to dive into the r/Westworld Reddit theories and check out some of our favorite theories from this forum that we love so much. So the first theory that we have is from the user Philip DJ.
Is he a DJ? We don't know.
The summary of it being the host human that Ford had Bernard make in the secret lab was OG Arnold.
Oh, my God.
The Arnold that woke up on the beach is actually OG Arnold and not Bernard.
You know what's...
Well, let me finish. Also be that the only way that human consciousness can be stabilized is to be paired with a constructed host mind.
Oh, my God. You know what's a great book is Jane Eyre, and it doesn't have any fucking shit where you got to put a brain in another brain. It's just a story about...
I, too, went to high school.
Two people. I didn't read Jane Eyre in high school because I'm a high school dropout.
Wow.
I read it when I was 29 because Laura and I listened to an audio book of it, okay? Wow. But here's what I know. Jane Eyre is a great book, doesn't have any host in it, as far as we know.
Josh, I
read Wuthering Heights a few years ago. Great book.
Pretty good, right?
I'm not here to hear Heathcliff.
That's my dude.
About the, like...
Also, have you ever seen the cartoon Heathcliff? Very good show.
No.
I feel like it doesn't get enough credit.
No. All right, next theory.
We need to make a ruling about this theory.
I also agree with this. I think this is plausible.
What is this? I don't...
That the host human that Ford had Bernard make in the secret lab was OG
Arnold. Arnold is waking up to this world that he created and realizing that everything has gone to shit. And so I think maybe the arc will be Arnold having to fix the problem that he was depressed about and killed himself years ago.
I think that's really good, actually.
Yes, I believe it.
I don't even understand this.
Josh.
Arnold back. That's what it is. Arnold is back. Arnold back.
Arnold, the Bernard we see
is
the
Arnold.
Original Arnold who built Westworld with Ford.
It's the consciousness of Arnold transplanted into the Bernard
like
body.
Frozen where he was when he died.
But I thought I thought that we know that to be the case.
No. Well,
no.
We don't?
We do.
Do
what?
We? I don't think so.
Because Bernard is like... Bernard is inspired by Arnold, but he's not literally Arnold.
That's right. I think the Bernard we first meet is like a copy of him that isn't the like actual consciousness of Arnold. Yeah. It's like a version
but he's
of
based
Arnold.
Off of
so it's
Arnold.
Like maybe there is a way to copy the brain, but the brain copy is different than the original.
Yeah, it's like you can train an algorithm on a consciousness without actually transferring
the like,
consciousness.
It's like Bernard is the altar bridge to Arnold's creed, if we can all catch the
No one can catch what that means.
No one can catch that theory, and it's disgusting, and I'm upset about it.
Well, the band
Alter Bridge is the band Creed, but without Scott Stapp, which is just enough of a DNA change to make them totally different, while also being somewhat of the same. Or, for example, it is, I don't know. Let's go on.
I think we should move on.
Okay. I guess this is very possible, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So, okay.
What else?
Next theory is from the user... E-paperweight.
Mm-hmm. That's like an electronic paperweight.
Should I read the whole thing or should I just read the...
Just read the summary.
Oh, my God. Okay, oh, my God. This theory is long as hell.
It's long, but... Okay. So, like Jurassic Park, where they had to use frog DNA to complete the dinosaur clones.
Oh, yeah. And human DNA.
Hybridization is the only way to have mental stability.
Oh.
This is a good theory. And then the sort of sub... theories there. The two most woke, quote-unquote, hosts are composites, Dolores and Wyatt, Maeve Mom, and Maeve Prostitute.
Thus creating a super sort of new super race or super structure of
Like a more being. Advanced.
Like
a,
and this is like because a being of like both of host and human mind would be more powerful than a human or a host.
Right, and this builds on the idea of the quote unquote bicameral mind that was that emerged late in season one.
Interesting. I like this theory. I like the idea that like a kind of soup, kind of new superpower is being created that super that overtakes both humans and hosts and creates a totally new level of like being, a kind of galaxy brain situation really happening when you think about it. I like this theory. It doesn't seem problematic in any way. I see the word sexual reproduction in this.
The actual full text of it goes like into that. Asexual versus sexual reproduction.
And what do they think this is?
My belief is that this is partially why they were unable to create a stable James Delos, which like sort of plays into the whole idea that like James Delos was not indicative of the process of creating a successful like human consciousness transfer as a whole. It was just like that they couldn't do James Delos as a person, or that straight up human consciousnesses could not be transferred.
Can I just read the first? Just I'll do this very quickly because Please. This theory is fucking crazy.
Of course.
I think we need to hear a little bit more about the basis of this theory. I think there is a growing parallel. This is from E. Paperweight on the Westworld Reddit. I think there is a growing parallel between mental reproduction in Westworld and biological reproduction. Generally, in biology, there are two forms of reproduction, asexual and sexual. Asexual reproduction, the new generation has only one parent and is an exact copy of that parent. It's generally only possible on single organisms and not suited to complex organisms because genetic damage is passed down directly to the next generation with no correct mechanism. Sexual reproduction. The new organism is a resulting combination of two parents. This is more suited to complex systems as defective genes from one parent can be replaced with functional genes from the other parent. This theory is lit as fuck. I just want to say it is completely fucking crazy. And I feel may get to the core of the show in a way that we have not gotten to.
I know. It's like I have such respect for people who can like absorb so much and think so much about this show as to like build upon it rather than merely trying to understand it, which is always the page that I am on, where I'm just like barely trying to keep up.
This is very good.
And I respect it.
I respect it a lot.
This theory could solve everything except doesn't account for aliens, but I'm guessing the aliens want there to be a kind of reproduction between the host and the humans.
Josh, there's no aliens, and you're making the listeners angry by talking about the aliens.
I mean, I want the listeners to be angry, and I want them to respond with
I guess that's fair.
With their improved theories of my alien concept.
Okay, should we do one more?
No.
Should we? Wrap it up.
I think there's so much. Wrap it up. Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
It's very hot in here.
What do the producers think? Should we do one more theory, or should we get the fuck out of here?
Just wrap it up.
Wow. Oh my God, they're really tired.
I wonder what's going to happen in the next episode. It's samurai. It's an
indie. I mean, there's nothing to wonder about. It's like literally just show. It's an entire Shogun World episode, long overdue.
Samurais are cooler than cowboys, right? We can all agree on that. Like, is there anybody in the entire world who's not a dickless white male loser who would say that cowboys are cooler than samurais? Because
I have respect for both. I wouldn't put them in contest. They're just like
cowboys
two
are
different
very lame
things
by comparison to samurai. Like samurai are like they seem really like they have to have a skill. There's honor involved.
I think
cowboys are just like I got a gun.
I think samurai
and a horse.
Samurai are super technical. I respect their like technical expertise, but I respect the like sort like to
you
be
like
a,
cowboys.
To be a cowboy is to not only like understand how to do the cowboy things, but also like you're in the West, that the Wild West. Mm. You don't know what's coming at you. You need to have knowledge of like
for the record,
the
all
snakes,
the white, all the non-white people in the room
herbs,
are making faces.
The berries.
Right now.
That you can eat. Wait, how to find
I'm,
water? Like
I'm
all
also
you have,
a
you
face.
Need to have so many. You need to have so many survival skills
no,
to
no,
be
no.
a cowboy.
You don't think the samurai?
You
don't think the samurai?
You're a samurai.
You
don't
think the samurai needs survival skills?
Ronin, who has to work the land.
Yes,
Kurosawa. You do not work the land.
Oh yeah.
You are like no.
I'm sorry.
No, no.
I'm sorry.
You're.
Can
you're
I just say what about the honor situation? Okay, I feel like a samurai is willing to put everything on the line.
Seven samurai.
You know, and yet a cowboy.
I guess also the Magnificent Seven, which is based off
of the Seven Samurai. Yeah, it's a fucking derivative work. I have to say this. I think there's something way cooler about samurai than cowboys. And also cowboys...
I think samurai just have mystique and like cowboys are gritty and it's just like, what's your aesthetic?
Cowboys.
And I can appreciate both.
I feel like cowboys represent everything that's wrong.
Guns are for giant dorks, but swords are objectively cool.
You know what? It's fucking hard. You know how hard it is to kill somebody?
I just saw Black Panther for the first time this weekend. Do you remember the line where the general in Black Panther says, guns, so primitive. And I have immense respect for that.
You know...
Or like in Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, when Obi-Wan Kenobi shoots General Grievous with a blaster and goes, ugh, how uncivilized.
Yeah, right.
It's because he uses a lightsaber.
I agree with
you. Because the Jedi are based off samurai, which is obviously cooler.
Yes.
Whereas the stormtroopers are cowboys who are lame. And
I hate to say it, but weirdly...
No one has ever thought that in
I'm thinking it right now.
No, but weirdly, Revenge of the Sith proves Jeremy's point, which I don't think any of us saw coming, but like, it's definitely like, cowboys are so uncool.
No.
And, yeah, they are.
I think everybody should
respect... They are, but that's part of the charm.
No, it's not charming.
I think it's charming.
This goes on to a deeper level, frankly.
You've never experienced the cowboy persona that you've liked ever? Ever.
No.
Not a Clint Eastwood.
Brokeback Mountain.
Okay. See, there you go.
I mean, that's the cowboys I can get down with.
There you go.
I'm into whatever's going on
or
there.
Or what about, Friday Night Lights? Like,
no, I don't watch that shit because I'm not into bullshit Americana, okay? I watch...
Josh, that's really sad.
I watch high art like Westworld and Barry.
Have you seen Ron by Kurosawa?
Oh, my God. I mean, amazing film. I mean, have you ever seen... But have you seen High and Low? Because that's the best Akira Kurosawa film.
Oh, I've never seen it.
Are you serious?
I know.
Oh, my God. High and Low is so fucking good.
Shit.
It's insane.
Shit.
You've got to see it.
All right, this has turned into a podcast that no one has to.
Anyhow, I think we can all agree on one thing. Cowboys are lame and samurai fucking rule.
I'm not so excited.
This is the greatest moment for Asian culture in years.
No.
And if they blow it on Westworld, if they blow it next week,
that's true.
I'm going to...
it's definitely going to be...
I guess this is a big moment.
They're going to Tarantino it. That's my prediction.
Wait, what does that mean?
Fetishize it.
Well, I agree with that. I did enjoy that the
main samurai guy who we saw, he's like been the samurai guy in like everything. I was like, oh, that's that dude. That's the guy who they cast when they're just like, we need like a stoic looking Asian
dude.
Yeah.
Jeremy,
to like carry a sword and be like,
that's
oh,
like
he must comport himself.
Who's the guy in the fucking Christopher Nolan, he's the actor...
Ken Watanabe, yeah.
Yes,
we can't get Ken Watanabe because he's Oscar nominated, right? But we can get this other guy who nobody knows, but we all know his face. We don't know his name.
It's like Wes Studi, right? Like, he's always like...
He's like
the Native American guy. He's like, you need the lead Native American. Here he is. There's like one guy in Hollywood. It's insane.
Jeremy, I feel like we need to bring full circle the time that you said that the two white creators of Westworld would not be able to separate Raj World from Shogun World, and now you know a fact that I think you should share with everybody.
First of all, I based this theory when I thought that Lisa Joy was a white woman, and I would apologize to her. I've since learned that she is biracial.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, the struggle is real. That said, so my assumption of their ignorance was situated in that, so I guess it's really a teaching moment for us all. That said, I don't recall making that theory.
Oh, it definitely happened.
I don't recall.
It's recorded.
I think you'd have to show me the records.
No, it's actually in a recording.
Right, Jeremy's looking at his phone.
I just don't. I think you think they would make two Asian worlds? Seriously.
No. I think there's no way they would do it.
No way they would do it.
I can't wait to find out.
For the record, I say this is a multiracial Chinese man, and I'm just saying there's no way.
Jeremy was wrong. His comments were, frankly, racist.
Yes. We went over that last episode.
But secondly, we can also say that, like, Lisa Joy, we know you've seen Lost and you're not fooling anybody.
You are not fooling anyone. We are on to you.
Yeah.
We are on to you.
Watching you.
I want to say, like, white on rice. Is that racist?
No, that's racist.
Fuck.
That's not.
Please cut that out.
I feel like it is. I feel like it's racist.
No, it's not.
Well, you know what?
Definitely not racist.
Nice.
Like, white on rice? It sounds racist, though, doesn't it?
No.
Racism is based on power.
There you go.
Bigotry is based on dislike or assumptions.
What?
I love rice. So, there you go.
I like all kinds of rice.
Okay, so we all agree that they're going to be in Shogun World in next episode.
Yeah, no shit.
The entire trailer was like,
"Hey guys, Shogun World, it's here. You've been waiting for it."
This last five minutes is going to get a samurai sword. Okay.
Let's wrap it up.
Well, listen, that's our show. Thanks again for listening to Out West. And remember, you can send us your theories to outwest@theoutline.com. That's an email address, as a voice memo, or you can use the Anchor app and send us a voice message there. Just search for Out West. We're produced by James T. Green and Winton Wong. Our score is by the delightful John Lagomarsino.
I'm Casey Johnston.
And I'm Jeremy Gordon.
And I'm Josh Topolsky. And remember, hell is empty and all the devils are here.
Why would you say it like that?
I don't know. I'm mixing it up. Oh, James, is that bad? Should I redo it? No, okay, good. He's like, please
no, Josh
let me
loves
leave.
It.